he gets, the stronger the scent. The closer he gets, the stronger the scent. The closer he gets, the scent of his dreams fills the room with the taste of
too many yesterdays and the uncertainty of tomorrow.
So he tries hard not to exhale too deeply, and he swallows as a way of keeping his dreams alive on a whisper floating inside of himself. Until he becomes pregnant with wishful thinking, false starts, setbacks, bad breaks, and interrupted business ventures. His dreams are bittersweet, and his breath is heavy labored. His dreams have gained so much weight lately. He tries to give little fragments away, but particles refuse to leave his soul chanting. His soul chants is so deep, it's Soul Train. Here lately is his favorite TV show. The closer he gets, the stronger the scent. The closer he gets, the stronger the scent. Round about midnight, Langston haunts him, asking, what's happening? What's
round
happening?
About midnight,
what's happening,
Langston
brother?
Haunts
what
him
happens
asking,
to
what
a dream
happened?
Deferred?
What's happening?
His
what
dreams happens, are brother, so big. It's difficult to fit a lifetime of imagining into maximum security. So he sells his dreams in greeting cards. He wraps his dreams in love letters signed with somebody else's name. Cause he's come to the conclusion that it's better to give than to He has nothing but time on his hands, so he's a walking dream machine. And as he gets closer and closer and closer, his dreams smell burnt like grilled cheese melted on a heating vent. His dreams smell ripe like low-hanging fruit. His dreams smell like Saturday night recklessness mingled with Sunday morning. His dreams smell stale. His dreams are pungent, soaked in pain and promise. Pain washed with promise. Pain healed by the promise of today. Today, his dreams smell like the promise of better days. And when we say goodbye, when we say goodbye, his kisses
his kisses taste.